1. The Expedition. Perhaps no other part of the North American wilderness was so difficult to conquer as the area along the Hudson River to the Canadian border. Thick green forests, with every kind of tree, animal, and bird, covered the entire region. Numerous lakes and hundreds of rivers and streams formed a labyrinth. Tall waterfalls, high cliffs, and hidden caves completed the natural landscape. Snowy winters and hot, humid summers were the typical climate. It was difficult for the early colonists to settle in this area. It was even more difficult for soldiers to fight a war here. Only the Indians of the different tribes moved quickly and safely in this region. It had been their home for centuries. In 1754, the French and Indian War began in this region. In July 1757, Fort Henry was a small Anglo-American fort under the command of General Monroe. General Monroe's Indian scouts had reported to him that the enemy, the French and the Huron Indians, was numerous. Therefore, he asked General Webb, commander of the larger Fort Edward, to send him more soldiers. General Webb immediately sent a group of soldiers to General Monroe. General Webb then asked young Major Hayward to accompany General Monroe's two daughters to see their father. Cora Monroe, a beautiful young woman with dark hair and dark eyes, was the oldest. Alice Monroe, a delicate adolescent with fair hair and blue eyes, was the youngest. Major Hayward's Indian guide, Magua, led the expedition through the forest. Magua was a tall young Indian. His strong, muscular body moved like that of a cat. Lightly, silently, and quickly. Magua walked ahead, following a secret path, while the others followed close behind. Alice and Cora rode two Narragansett horses. These horses were the most secure for riding in rough country and in forests. Magua moved with ease through the dense vegetation. Shortly after leaving Fort Edward, the group met a young white man who was also going to Fort Henry. He was a preacher and a singing teacher of religious hymns. He carried a prayer book and a pipe with him. His name was David Gamut. As they crossed the forest, Alice Monroe said to Major Hayward,
"I don't trust the eyes of the Indian guide Magua."
Major Hayward replied,
"Magua is a friend. He is the only one who knows the secret way through this dangerous forest."
"I still don't like his eyes,"
Alice insisted.